$20,000, the details included in that figure.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
So that's $7,500 per vehicle. And that is that light bars and radio? Not radio. Is it radios too?
No, not radios.
So it's light bars, cages.
Yes, light bars, cage, siren box, the console, all the equipment.
In the past, and I'm just asking, in the past, have we moved those over? Are they no longer compatible with the new vehicles, or what's the?
Yes, that's the problem. Typically, we'll reuse light bars, the siren box, all that stuff that we can, because they can change brackets and move them from one vehicle to the other. The problem is the ones that we have are old enough that they need to be cycled out anyways, because we can't get replacement parts. So if something breaks on them, they're not repairable. So the last 2 years, that's what Sheriff Russell did, is whenever they mild out, everything was replaced, and then these should last us for about 10 years, I think, is what we usually get out of them.
The light bars, the light bars, and
stuff. Yes. So we'll reuse those a couple times.
What Commissioner Williams was stating was the way that we had remembered that Sheriff Russell had said that they could take off the old vehicles and use on those when they had asked for it.
Yes.
But they found out since that you can't do that.
Well, you just said for the last 2 years they've already been cycling them out. So he's known that for a couple years now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. My question was, he's found out since they purchased the vehicles now that they could not reuse.
Well, no, he told the guy at InRoute that he wanted total to about $10,000 to outfit them. That's what Sheriff Russell and Will from InRoute had agreed to, but I went back and did away with a couple things. The radar guns and stuff, he had told them that they needed everything whenever they were purchased.
So I'm just trying to, so that it's not been done yet.
Right.
When do we actually receive the vehicles?
I think it was, Matt, do you remember the movement? Got them? Was it in October or November?
Say October.
That's what I was thinking. It was in October sometime.
So we went and got them in October?
Yes.
Have they not been in use?
No. They're all five of them are sitting at the end of the, well, we got four in October. The fifth one was in December. They're sitting at the end of the building.
So we need to get these outfitted in order to
put them in service.
Put them in service.
The warranty goes by years and miles too, doesn't it?
The warranty actually doesn't start until they go in service.
It does not, okay.
Because I was with Sheriff Russell when we picked them up at the dealership, and the salesman told me that we need to contact him when we actually put them in service. And that's when the warranty will start.
Okay.
Well, there's no sense in having them sitting there not being able to be used.
Yeah, I don't really understand why they've been sitting there all that time.
Well, I think the biggest reason is InRoute, the company that outfits them, was behind a little bit. And then once they got caught up, they have been waiting on the push bumpers ever since then.
Oh, that's right. You said they're still waiting.
Yes. And he and I had discussed that we could possibly put them in service without the push bumpers. But the push bumpers cost $350, and we've been saved a lot of money.
I'm saying one deer
right.
accident costs us more than that.
Right.
We have a lot of those.
Yes.
So with that said, it doesn't look as bad because they've not been sitting there.
So, okay, yeah, so, yes.
They were not ready.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. But was there money set aside for last year's budget to outfit these? And so should that have rolled over to this year? Or you're saying that?
Well, what I was told was that everything was taken care of and I didn't need to put it in my budget. So I assume that it was accounted for in last year's budget and would have rolled over.
Well, it doesn't roll over because
it was not spent.
It was not spent, but that doesn't mean it necessarily goes automatically into this year's budget.
Right.
We would have needed to account for it, yes. Which is fine. Do we take it out of?
The auditor's not here because I don't know if it was even
right
there then. Because
I would, if it were, what do you guys want? Do you just want him to go ahead and do it, take it out of his, line item in your budget for vehicle?
Okay.
And then whenever it comes down to needing more, we'll figure out where to take it out from at that point.
That's what we're always told from the auditor, to use the line item it should come out of.
And if that line item goes over, obviously we'll cover it with.
Unless the whole budget goes over, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
There's other monies and other things put in place to safeguard that, to where $37,000 is not going to.
Okay. All right. So, and I have another issue that was brought up to me last week that I wanted to discuss or make you aware of, regarding our inmate security funds through the sale of phone cards. I guess apparently last August we switched from selling phone cards to selling data. And whenever we were selling phone cards, I'm told that the Sheriff's Department would make approximately $61,000 a year that would go into the inmate security fund for operation of the jail. And then the county GCR would get money, commission checks through from NCartel that totaled approximately $40,000 a year. So just off the sale of those phone cards, the county as a whole was making about $100,000. So whenever they switched over, it was just brought to my attention that the way they take the funds out and what money goes where changed a little bit, and apparently now the commission checks are very small, and they said some months we will not receive any, and so the commission checks are what goes to GCR. I think that the inmate security, if what I'm being told is correct, will wind up making a little bit more, maybe $10,000 more a year than what we were in the past. But there will be less money going into GCR. In some months it'll be zero, whereas before it was $3,000 to $3,500.
Weren't we told that?
Yes. We were made aware of something to that effect.
Okay. Well, but
I thought it was due to laws or something being changed where we had to give them phone service, but they changed it from phone service to data?
Yes, it went from phone cards to data. And so I was told that we were.
Is that something that we have to give them? Or they're still purchasing it?
No, they're purchasing it.
But it's distributed a different way.
Yes, the monies are distributed a different way. Mm-hmm. And I think.
We need the auditor here. Because I think he made adjustment, us knowing, now this is by memory, when.
I think he lowered our.
Yeah, all right.
But I was thinking we were told that it was a quasi-legal thing to where they can no longer charge for phone cards. I'm just going off memory.
So we're selling the data for what we're paying for.
So there's no income off of it. It's just.
Right.
Expense.
The income is off of commission on what's actually used.
So where's the expense coming from? If we're selling the data for what we have in it, where's that expense coming from?
To pay for the data?
Mm-hmm.
The data is coming from the revenue from NCartel. So here's what was explained to me. I've got here a revenue report for the month of October. And the revenue generated was $6,163.88. But we also purchased $6,000 worth of data from NCartel. So we should receive a check for $163.88.
I guess, so where's the $6,000 coming from to pay in cartel for that data?
Are the prisoners paying for those phone cards still?
Well, they're reimbursing us, I guess.
The prisoners are paying for the phone. It's not phone cards, it's data now. It was phone cards before. The prisoners are paying for that, and so we take money off of their books, and it goes into inmate security. And that's where inmate security, that's where the profit is coming from, inmate security.
Well, you say the profit, but there's no profit if there...
The profit's coming from, it's a commission.
In cartel, are they paying?
In cartel, for any time that they use that data. They're not paying to purchase the data, but there's a commission off of what InCartel makes. And also, if there's a prisoner and they have a friend or family on the outside that purchases the data for them.
Right.
All of that, there's a commission off of that.
There's a commission off of it. Okay. Whenever we write a check to InCartel for $6,000?
No, we do not. That's one of the things that changed in August. We're not writing a check. In the past.
We're receiving credit?
Yes, we're receiving credit off of the commission that comes to the county.
Before the change, do you know what fund paid for that?
What I'm told is before the change, we would write a check out of inmate security for the purchase of the phone cards.
Okay.
And then when we sold the phone cards to the inmates, that money would go back into inmate security.
Okay.
So that all stayed in-house. And then
the commission check. And then any of the actual profit, that's all gross.
Yes.
Any of the profit was then transferred over to GCR.
Well, there was profit based off, because before with the sale of the phone cards, we made 100% profit off of them. We paid $10,000 for them and we sold them for $20,000.
And now you can't do that.
Right.
Because of legal or because of the contract we have with?
That, I'm not sure. I haven't.
And then, what's the name of that company?
InCartel.
InCartel. Is that a government entity or is that a private company?
No, it's private.
They're making money, otherwise they wouldn't exist.
Correct.
So, is it possible for us to... We need to look into that.
Is this something that several counties, sheriff's offices started doing? Is that how it...
Well, I don't know about several. I asked the jail administrator to reach out, and this was, like I said, this was sprung on me last week, and I just wanted to be upfront.
I realize we're hitting.
And so, he was able to get an answer from two different counties, and that was all he's got an answer back from so far, and they're doing it the same way we're doing it, where the majority of the profit is going back into inmate security.
Okay, and I'm not trying to be difficult. Not the majority of the profit.
The commission.
When you say the majority of the profit.
The commission that has got like most of it is going to inmate security, is that
what you're
saying?
Which is only $123.
No. No. So we purchased $6,000 worth of data.
Yep.
But the cost of that data is not coming out of inmate security. They're taking it off of the commission check.
You purchased $6,000.
So we're not paying for that out of inmate security.
Right.
However, whenever we sell that $6,000 worth of data, we're moving it in small increments, $6,000 from the inmate's books into the inmate security fund.
Right. Didn't you just say you're making a small commission off of data's costing you $6,000 and
yes.
How much are you selling that data for?
Yes.
$6,000, right?
Right.
So you're selling the data for the exact same. So there's no profit there whatsoever. The only profit is what the InCartel or whatever is giving you
the commission
to sell their product.
So they're making.
Which was $123.
Well, yes.
Off that $6,000, you said it was $123, right?
Yes.
So off $6,000, you made $123. That's your profit.
Yes.
So all of the profit is going into the inmate security fund. Plus the reimbursement of, so it's $123.
Okay.
There's not enough there to go to GCR is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
I thought you quoted a higher figure.
Well,
going.
The total,
is that a breakdown of?
The total, the breakdown, it's, the commission is $6,163.
I said 123, so 163?
Yes. And that was just this month.